Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel 28. Remember what we saw in the first six verses in the previous episode. The Philistines have gathered and they've armed themselves and they're going to war against Israel and they're camping out for this. Achish, their leader, had told David, hey, you're going with me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make you my bodyguard for life. Samuel had died and all of Israel had lamented over him and they buried him. And Saul, the statement was made that he had removed from the land those who were mediums and spiritists. Well, that's good. Okay, you're supposed to get rid of these, right? You're not supposed to put up with them. But it's just sort of a strange statement out of the middle of nowhere. But we see why it's mentioned here in just a moment. So the Philistines gathered together. Saul saw them, and he absolutely freaked out. Saul saw his camp. I think it's because he saw the Philistines, but that he also saw that David and his 600 men were with the Philistines. But we're not told that. Well, Saul was so afraid that his heart trembled greatly. And then verse 6, where we left off previously, says this. When Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by prophets. The Lord did not respond to him. And that goes back to what we've seen with the life of Saul. The Lord lifted his presence from him and left him because Saul rejected him. Then, verse 7, then Saul said to his servants, seek for me a woman who is a medium that I may go to her and inquire of her. A woman who is a sorceress. A woman who is a necromancer who calls upon the dead. Sometimes it's translated as the word mistress, okay? But he told him, go find me somebody like this. Now, that's sort of a loaded question because he had banned all this, okay? He had driven them out from his kingdom, right? Now he's saying, go find one. Well, his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor. At Endor. Endor is a location. So I often refer to her as the Witch of Endor. And that actually, I don't know, I'm not sure why I started calling it that, because that is what she is. She's functioning that way. I think it may actually even go from my upbringing. Remember the TV show Bewitched? I remember even as a kid, that show used to bother me, and I wasn't sure why. I didn't know why. Well, now I know more about why. Do you remember what the, who was the main character? I can't remember her name. But her mother's name, I think, was Endora. The mother-in-law's name was Endora. Yeah, I wonder where they got that name. Yeah. So verse 8, then Saul disguised himself by putting on other clothes and went, he and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, conjure up for me, please, and bring up for me whom I shall name for you. So Saul disguises himself. In other words, he's not dressed up like a king. He grabs two other guys to go with him, to protect him, to be with him, etc. He finds this woman, and he says, hey, I want you to conjure up somebody. And it literally means I want you to practice divination, okay? I want you to be a diviner here and call somebody up. Up from where? Up from the dead. And I want it to be the one that I shall name to you. Well, the woman, boy, she was, can you imagine? She's a little nervous about this. The woman said to him, behold, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off those who are mediums and spiritists from the land. Why are you then laying a snare for my life to bring about my death? Well, that's a totally legitimate question, is it not? She's saying, hey, you know the decree that went out from Saul. She doesn't know it's Saul that she's talking with. But you know the decree that went out. You know what he said. You know what's going on. Why are you trying to set me up to bring death to me? Verse 10, Saul vowed to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. Now that's interesting, is it not? Saul is vowing to her in the name of the Lord, by the Lord that had left him is not answering him right now. He had vowed to her, and he says, as the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you. And he says, you're not going to be punished. Well, That right there should have raised a red flag with her. Like, how in the world can this guy, whoever this guy is, say that and state that with such certainty? Well, we know, and she's about to find out because of Saul. He continues on. Verse 11. Then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up for you?" And he said, "Bring up Samuel for me." Remember, Samuel had died. Verse 12. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul." So something happened here, and we're not told forthrightly what it is. We are told details, so let's look at the details. She asked, "Who do you want me to call up?" He says, "Samuel." She does whatever it is that she does to do what she does. And then she sees. When she sees Samuel, she reacts with a loud voice. She's in shock. She's terrified. Why? Because she's realized she's been deceived. Because she looks to Saul and says, "You are Saul." Something she saw when she saw Samuel led her to believe that the person sitting in front of her was Saul. What that is, I don't know yet. I don't know. I don't think it tells us. Okay? But she is totally terrified. Verse 13, the king says to her, "Do not be afraid, for what do you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I see a divine being coming up out of the earth." A divine being. That word can also be translated as, "I see a God," a small letter G God. You want to guess what the Hebrew word is? Take a wild guess. If you've been around any time with these podcasts and things, yeah, it's the word Elohim. The word Elohim, which is a pivotal word in the scriptures in the Hebrew. It speaks of God. God is Elohim, but there are other Elohim. There's small g gods. Okay, those small g gods are not God. God is the only God. That's the reason you see all the time in the scripture it says, "He is the God of all gods. He is the most high God." But here we have a really interesting thing. A spirit from the dead is called Elohim. Elohim is a place of existence, a form of existence, the unseen realm. And you'll see Elohim translated as divine ones, as rulers, judges, angels, God, goddesses. You'll see all these type of things referring to that word Elohim. So the woman said to Saul, "I see a divine being, an Elohim, coming up out of the earth." What must have been going through Saul's mind? Well, listen what he says quickly in verse 14. He said to her, "What is his form?" And she said, "An old man is coming up, and he's wrapped with a robe." And Saul knew that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and did homage. So he bows down with his face to the ground, does homage, which means just to bow down before, to acknowledge it. Usually you do this before someone who is superior to you, okay? And it's like, okay, who is he bowing before? The woman? Samuel? The Most High God? All three? Well, we're not really told yet, are we? And my time is up. I'm saying this is a great story. So we'll continue with the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.